At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, we called it If I Bet It because OJ came out with a book called If I Did It. And back then you couldn't bet.
That's a true story.
So maybe we need to rename this segment. I don't know. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
We got three college games each this week, including our locks. Then Kang will endorse and also tell us which pick he hates. Okay, I'll start. I'm going to Baylor playing host to Auburn. I already called it. The Hugh Freeze will be a big-name coach that gets replaced this year. Baylor is getting 2.5 at home. I'll take the Bears at home.
Okay. I am going to start with Wake Forest taking on Kennesaw State. Wake Forest is giving up 17.5 points. It's early in the season. Saw a lot of low-scoring games, but Kennesaw State was terrible last year. Wake Forest, they bring in a quarterback, Robbie Ashford, to transfer from Auburn in Oregon, and he's got some talent. Damond Claiborne, the running back for them, had over 1,000 yards last year. I think they'll take control of that and win this game handily by at least 17.5.
I like some unders this week. Oklahoma is taking on Illinois State. The total in that game is 60.5. Oklahoma plays Michigan next weekend. They're going to keep the playbook. They're not going to open up to the deep pages of the playbook.
No.
They're going to try and get the starters out of there as quickly as possible. I'll take the under in Oklahoma, Illinois State.
Well, sticking with the Illinois plan, the Fighting Illini are hosting Western Illinois in this game. The over-under is set for 63.5 points. We know what Illinois's got, but they bring the quarterback, Luke Altmaier, back. The running back, Aiden Lowry, actually averaged over 6 yards a carry last year. I think Illinois is going to win this game, and they should win it handily. But the over-under set at 63.5. I'm going to go with you. I like a lot of the unders this week, too. That's a lot of points to score. I'll go with the under. In fact, it's my shoot-the-boot lock of the week.
Well, that brings us to my last game, the Car House lock of the week. Same thing for a lot of reasons. Maryland is playing Florida Atlantic. The total in that one, 61.5. It is my Car House lock of the week, the under on 61.5.
Lastly, Doug, let's go with some powerhouses here, right? You like Alabama, you like Florida State, powerhouse programs. Well, maybe not so much Florida State recently, but nonetheless, it's a big game. I like Alabama minus the 14.5 points in this game. I think they have an awesome opportunity to get off to it on a good foot. Jam Miller, the running back, is really good. Ty Simpson, the quarterback, kind of untested. We'll see what he does. But what they do have, Ryan Williams might be the best receiver in the country.
There you go. That is... If I bet a Kang endorses a pick and hates on a pick, which one do you like the most this week, Kang?
Doug, I like your Car House lock of the week, the under 61.5 Florida Atlantic Maryland. They will keep it under 60, but you get that 1.5 extra. I'll take it.
There you go. And which one do you hate?
Gator did not sound confident at all heading into this segment, so I was definitely going to pick one of his games. And I closed my eyes and picked, I don't think, you know what? You're not showing any respect to Kennesaw State. They cover the 17.5.
Thank you, Kang. There it is, our picks for week one. Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. So I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, we don't like know these Lions. We're not like boys with them or anything like that. But
right.
We've interviewed them. We've been around the team. We've kind of got a sense for the culture. What do you think the reaction in Allen Park was when they heard that Micah got traded to Green Bay? How do you think that they responded behind closed doors themselves?
I don't know. I think that they, I think they welcome a challenge. So, you know, I think they're fine with it. I don't think they're, I don't think they're like, oh crap, look what just happened. We're screwed now. I don't think that's the case.
I'm going to guess that they had a bring it attitude. Oh, he's going to Green Bay. Bring it.
Yeah. Like when we talk to, I don't know if we'll talk to Jared Goff next week or if it's after the game when we talk to him.
Kang, do we talk to Jared Goff next week? Do we know?
I'm not sure yet. Everything is up in the air. Plus, they have a lot of 4 o'clock games this year. I don't know what's happening yet. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys
know. All right. Thank you.
So I don't know if we talk to him next week or not. I don't know if we get the opportunity to talk to him before the game where we can ask him the question about that. But if we were, I imagine his response would be, oh, did they got somebody? Oh, is that good? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. No, good for them. You know, we like our team. We like our team a lot.
Then we got to find stuff that's written like Packers will take division now, like some insider that writes that.
Well, I mean, they dropped the odds. Aren't the Packers ahead of the Lions now?
Yes. Packers are favored in this game. Yeah. I didn't look at the spread. Had you looked at the spread before this trade was made?
No.
Kang, had you looked at the spread for the opener, Lions and Packers?
No.
I really wish I had. Packers are favored by 2.5. I wonder what that was before this trade was made. But I think inside that building, I think they have a lot of confidence. They believe in their coach. They believe in the quarterback. There's some questions that need to get answered. Like, I'll feel a ton better if the Lions protect Jared Goff and run the ball against Green Bay. And I think in that opener, they should be able to do it. I think they should be able to protect it. And, you know, because if they do it in day one, I mean, I guess it doesn't mean they're going to do it all season long. But that is one hell of a test now with Micah there. But if this young group of the interior offensive line, if they run the ball against that depleted defensive tackle group for Green Bay, I think they were the fourth best rush defense in the NFL last year, Green Bay. Are they still going to be able to stop the run without Slayton and Clark?
It's a real fair question to ask. And, you know, I do think the Lions, I think they're going to try to run the football as much as they did last year. I don't think it'll be more because I think they just have better options throwing a football. But why should we expect them to run the ball any different? I mean, yeah, the interior, the offensive line is different, but I don't think it changes any game plans. Mm-hmm. I still think they're going to run the football. If anything, I think the Lions will utilize the tight end more this year than they did last year. A lot of that was because of the health of Sam Laporta, and this year seems to be healthier going into the season than what he was last year. So we'll see. I do think the Packers are a better football team now than they were 2 days ago for sure. But I still think the Lions are the better team overall, slightly. And that's okay. There's a lot of competition in this division. It just got tighter. It got tougher. But it doesn't mean it's insurmountable. Not by any means.
No. No. And I relish the challenge, of course. And that opener got way more interesting, didn't it? I mean, it was interesting already. Yeah. But
oh, yeah.
But that got way more interesting.
Yeah. I mean, look, they get to play Green Bay at Green Bay to start the year. So you're not worried about it when it's the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. And you get to take on the Packers. Oh, wait, they just added Micah Parsons. Oh, that's awful. Yeah, but they get him first crack when he's had, you know, today will be the first day, if today's even the first day he practices. Who knows when he's going to practice.
He's meeting with the media at 2:30.
Yeah, he's got a pass physical and all that stuff. And this is a guy who has not practiced this year yet. So I don't think he's going to have everything ready to go.
You're right. I didn't even think about that. He wasn't practicing in Dallas.
Yeah, so
he was standing around. Is there the Olympic standing there team?
Now, he might be one of those players that it doesn't matter. Hit the ground running, doesn't matter because he's going to rush the passer. Maybe they limit the number of snaps he gets, but that can also, you know, accentuate what you're getting out of him. And he is a damn good pass rusher. He's an awesome player, and I wish the Lions had room for him on the roster to add him. By having room for him means salary cap space. Clearly, the $47 million a year they're giving him over 4 years, I don't think the Lions had the space for that. Not if they're going to have Aiden Hutchinson on board. And whatever they wanted was two guys like that. Well, you can't. I don't think you're going to see any teams with $95 million to $100 million committed to two guys at the same position.
All right, so the Twitter poll, who would you rather be now and in the future, Detroit or Green Bay? 83.1% of the respondents said Detroit, 83.6. Results just went final. 83.6 say Detroit, 16.4 say Green Bay. So there's a lot of still a lot of confidence here in Detroit. And I want to read this from Jason Coulthart from WDIV. He tweeted us today and said, on Good Morning Football this morning, two insiders talked about how there is truth to Parsons being unliked. Felt majority of Dallas locker room was happy to see him go. So there you go. I guess we can take it for what it's worth.
Was he Mr. Krabby Pants?
Apparently. Apparently. He was a real buzzkill in that in that locker room.
Bring it to Green Bay, see what they can do there.
Well, we'll look forward to that opener. Rico Beard has sauntered in studio.
That was a saunter. A little bit of a saunter.
Yep. How are you, sir?
I am good. I was summoned to come up with a ridiculous prop bet for tonight. So,
for the state game?
Yeah, Mike was like, you got to give me the special. I'm like, you need help.
Do you want to? When are you going to unveil this prop bet?
Call the number. I don't even know if we're doing it on the show. I mean, it was like plus 2,000 if he wanted. So he wanted more.
He wanted it to be longer than plus 2,000?
Yeah, 2,000? He wanted like plus
10,000. Wow. That's going to laugh.
I was just like, you know what, Mike? Throw in Aiden Childs to score the first touchdown of the game. There you go. Now that pushed it up to like 10 grand or so. So
is he going to do you know if he's going to do it or not?
Doug, if I knew, knew, I'd bet the whole paycheck on it.
Gotcha. Not if he's going to score the first touchdown. Is Mike going to do it?
Oh, he already made it.
Oh, he did make it.
Oh, yeah.
Hysterical.
Oh, yeah. Every now and then, he just wants that, you know, that uncut gems type of bet where you just want everything on the line. So
hysterical. Yeah. Well, good. What do you guys got planned?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, coming up next.
Probably where you guys left off, Micah Parsons. Basically, Lions fans, do you still feel like you're the king of the North, to use a phrase from Game of Thrones?
Okay.
Are you still king of the North?
Well, based upon the tenor of our show, I mean, look, yesterday some people didn't think they were the king of the North already.
Right.
So this doesn't help, but I think most fans still feel good
I found it interesting because this broke during our show, like 5 o'clock. And look, we were talking about Vegas. They got no horse in the race. They're trying to balance out the money. The odds flipped. Green Bay became the favorite to win the division. Lions, you know, second best odds. So taking the bias out, Vegas is like, no, we think Green Bay's a little bit better than you. Just a little bit. Not a lot, but a little. So, you know, but a lot of Lions fans will tell, oh, it's no big deal. Jordan Love. Did you know Jordan Love just absolutely sucks? And I was like,
Do you know what the point spread was before the trade was made between in the opener Lions and Green Bay by chance?
I think it was Green Bay 1.5.
Okay. Yeah. It was Green Bay 1.5, and now it's Green Bay 2.5. Yeah, I got him on point. All right, well, have a great show.
That Michael Parsons.
Yeah. Are you leaving and going straight up to East Lansing?
I'm sorry.
Are you leaving and going straight to East Lansing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, have a safe trip.
I'm taking the duck chopper.
I was going to say, you're going to get the chopper to get you?
I'm going to take the duck chopper. It'll be back for you tomorrow.
All right, good. So, yeah. I got to get out to Oklahoma next week. Right. Doing the show from Norman next Friday.
You are?
From the stadium. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fired up.
Is Morris Jersey like right up there with like Adrian Peterson and in the Ring of Fame?
Yes. Yes, it's
at
the top.
What was his jersey number?
63? Okay. Might be a bit of a guess.
All right. Oh, Sharon, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he played at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right, have a great show. Stay safe, everyone. Treat each other with respect. Every Friday during football season, we leave you with the Gator Rant, and it is back for 2025. So long.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.